上海紧缺人才培训工程教学系列丛书，英语中级口译资格证书实考试卷汇编二，上海市外语口译资格证书考试委员汇编
第二和
试卷二，上海市英语中级口译资格证书第一阶段考试。
Section 1 Listening Test Part ASpot dictation. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear a passage and read the same passage with blanks in it. Fill in each of the blanks with the word or words you have heard on the tape. Write your answer in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. Remember, you will hear the passageOnly once. Now let's begin Part A with spot dictation.
It is common knowledge that computers can also produce something stupid. As some computer programmers put it, GIGO, or garbage in, garbage out. This means that if inaccurate information is entered into a computer,The machine will produce the wrong information in return. The reason for this is that computers cannot think. For example, imagine that a computer is given the information that a table has four legs and that a dog has four legs. A dog, when producing a list of suggested dining room furniture,But today, groups of computer scientists in the United States, Japan, and Europe are working on a new type of computer. These new models will be incapable of making such simple mistakes. Instead of being programmed with lots of unrelated pieces of information, the new computers will contain knowledge of subjects.That are related. The machines will then compare and contrast items of information and will be able to reject conclusions that do not make any sense. These new computers will already know that dogs are animals that eat bones, bark, wag their tails, and chase other animals.By comparing this knowledge with features of dining room furniture, the computer will conclude that a dog is an inappropriate selection. Even a present-day computer could make this choice if given enough information and enough time. But it has to consider alternative solutions one at a time before selecting the best.This means that it would take days for even the most powerful computer to reach a simple conclusion.
Part B, Listening Comprehension. 1. Statements. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short statements. These statements will be spoken only once.And you will not find them written on the paper. So you must listen carefully. When you hear a statement, read the answer choices and decide which one is closest in meaning to the statement you have heard. Then write the letter of the answer you have chosen in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. Question number one.Michelle Lee requested that he be transferred to the company branch in London, as the assistant manager there has just retired.
Question number two. Dr. Carter is a very busy man. Even so, He often takes time to have a cup of coffee with his colleagues. Question number 3. Tom was very much embarrassed when he was told that his check to pay the telephone bill bounced.
Question number 4. To think that we originally wanted to open 5 supermarkets in that suburban area with so small a population. Question number 5. Mrs. Green couldn't attend the opening ceremony last Tuesday because she had to meet the CEO from our Chicago headquarters at the airport.
Question number 6. Never have I been more willing to cooperate. Although I was a chief executive officer, I am now an assistant.
Question number 7. The general manager insisted that important papers from or in the accounting office be left lying around on no account. Question number 8. For years, the proposed highway extension has been a bone of contention between the administration and the environmental protection groups.
Question number 9. The essence of good management is to be found in getting average employees to do excellent work. Question number 10. Twice as many tickets for the auto show could have been sold, but the exhibition hall has only a capacity for 500 visitors.
2. Talks and conversations. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short talks and conversations. After each of these, you will hear a few questions. Listen carefully, because you will hear the talk or conversation and questions only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 answer choices and choose the best answer to that question. Then write the letter of the answer you have chosen in the corresponding space in your answer booklet.
Questions 11 to 14 are based on the following conversation.
How do you feel today, Mary?
Not very well, John. I think I'll stay at home today and rest.
That's a good idea. I think you've been knocking yourself out day and night on that research project of yours. And I'm happy that you had finally handed in your report on tourism yesterday. You really could do with a rest. Well, is there anything I can do for you now?
Yes, there is. Actually, it's very cold in here. Would you mind turning the air conditioning off and opening the window?
Not at all. There we are. Do you feel hungry? Shall I make you something to eat?
No, thanks. Although I do feel quite thirsty. Could you bring me some water, please?
Sure. Anything else?
Well, there were a couple of things that I had to do today, but I don't really want to go outside.
No, you should stay in bed. I'll do them for you. What were they?
The books I borrowed from the library have to go back today, and I was going to post the letters I wrote yesterday.
Don't worry. I'll take the books back to the library, and I can post the letters on the way.
That's very kind of you, John.
Can I get you anything from outside?
Well, a newspaper would be nice, and some magazines. If I'm going to be in bed all day, I'd like something to read.
Okay. I'll pick those up for you on the way back from the library. Meanwhile, why don't you try to get some sleep?
Yes, I will. Thanks, John.
Question number 11. What do we learn about Mary?
Question number 12. What has the woman been doing recently?
Question number 13. What does the woman want the man to do?
Question number 14. Why does Mary want a newspaper and some magazines? Questions 15 to 18 are based on the following talk.
As city residents, we all think that we know what the word city means. But do we really? Here are some interesting facts. In Britain, a town of any size can be called a city if it has a cathedral. So London today includes the two cities of London and Westminster because both parts have a cathedral. But a small place in North Wales called St. Asaph has a population of fewer than 4,000, and yet because it has a cathedral, it is also called a city. On the other hand, Birmingham was so large that it was specially made into a city, even though it did not have a cathedral. In the USA, city is simply a legal term, and it does not depend on the size or importance of the place. Confusingly, however, the U.S. Census, an American government department that conducts official counts of the population, classifies any place with a population of over 2,500 as a city, no matter how far out in the countryside it is. The world's most densely populated city is the area of Japan that includes Tokyo and Yokohama, which has an estimated 29,272,000 inhabitants. But in the future, it may well be replaced by a city in China or a city in India. So, what is a city? It all depends, it seems, on where you live.
Question number 15. Whom is the speaker addressing?
Question number 16. According to the talk, what cities are included in London today?
Question number 17. For what reason was Birmingham specially made into a city?
Question number 18. According to the talk, which country has the most densely populated city in the world?
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the following conversation.
You're back, and right on schedule, too. How was your holiday?
It was all right, I suppose.
You don't sound as though you enjoyed it very much. Where did you go?
I went home. I stayed with my family.
Where is your home?
It's in West Virginia. It's a quite small village in West Virginia. You know, going home really made me think how different my life would have been if I'd stayed there.
Why? What would you have done?
Well, first of all, I probably would have married the boy I went steady with while I was in high school.
Would it have been a mistake if you had married him?
It would have been different, that's all. If I had married him, I probably would have stayed there in West Virginia for the rest of my life.
Would that have been so bad?
I never would have come to the city. I never would have tried to get a job.
But you've come to the city and had several jobs.
That's true. The thing is that after all these years of working, I am still a secretary or assistant to someone. No transfer, no promotion. It's so annoying and frustrating. I didn't come all the way up to the city for that, did I?
Do you think you'll ever go back to West Virginia to live?
Someday, maybe, but not until I've had more experience. I'd like to know that I could have a real career if I wanted to.
Well, the first step in a successful career is to get some work done. Here are some letters that have to be answered right away.
All right, I'll take care of them. But you just wait. Someday I might be your boss.
Question number 19. What has the woman just done?
Question number 20. According to the woman, what would have become of her if she had married her boyfriend?
Question number 21. Why is the woman complaining now?
Question number 22. Who is the man?
Questions 23 to 26 are based on the following talk.
Colds have always been a nuisance, and people have tried many strange ways to cure them. None, however, have worked. One Roman historian even recommended kissing the nose of a hairy mouse. But even though the cold is the illness we most love to hate, we are only a little closer to finding a cure for it. Scientists have discovered, through thousands of different tests and experiments, that a cold is not caused by a single virus, but by many. They have proved that people under stress are more likely to catch colds, although why this happens is still unknown. Experiments also showed that women suffer more colds than men. But again, scientists are unable to explain why this is so. Another experiment proved that getting cold does not cause colds. For this experiment, one group of human volunteers were showered with water and then made to stand in a windy corridor. Another group remained dry and inside a heated room. While you might expect people in the first group to catch colds more easily, they didn't. One other thing that we now know is that colds are spread by water vapor from breath. This would explain why colds are more common in the winter than at other times. People spend more time indoors, closer to other people, and also away from fresh air.
Question number 23. According to the talk, what did the Roman historian recommend doing in order to cure colds?
Question number 24. Which group of people are more likely to catch colds?
Question number 25. Why are colds more common in the winter than in other seasons?
Question number 26. Which of the following can be concluded from the talk?
Questions 27 to 30 are based on the following conversation.
I suppose that in Britain, too, family life has changed a lot in the last century, hasn't it?
Oh, yes, very much so. I think families used to be much larger. My great-grandmother was one of 14 children. Very few people nowadays care to have such large families.
I suppose that's why, in the old days, very few women took up careers outside the home. They were too busy bringing up their families.
Yes. But rich families had servants to do the housework, and even nannies to look after the children.
Would you like to have lived then, Betty?
Not particularly. Women then weren't as free as they are today. For example, they often had to marry men they didn't like, and they were financially dependent on their parents or their husbands. I think we are much better off today. Don't you?
Well, I suppose we have more freedom of choice and we're more independent. But, you know, some arranged marriages were very successful. Women seem to be more content with their husbands. Besides, there was something rather charming about courtship in the old days.
Really? Such as what?
Well, the custom of asking a girl's father for permission to marry her, for example.
And supposing the father didn't give his permission? No, thank you. I think family life is much pleasanter today because it is freer and more informal. At least today we are free to marry whoever we like and to take up a job if we wish.
That's true, but I still think that family life in the old days must have been very pleasant and secure.
Question number 27. How many brothers and sisters did Betty's great-grandmother have?
Question number 28. In the old days, who normally did the housework in rich families?
Question number 29. According to the talk, in what way were women less free than they are today?
Question number 30. What does the man say about courtship in the old days?
Part C. Listening and Translation. 1. Sentence Translation. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear 5 English sentences. You will hear the sentences only once. After you have heard each sentence, translate it into Chinese and write your version in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. Now let's begin Part A with sentence translation with sentence number 1.
Sentence number 1. If you have decided to leave for the annual trade fair tomorrow evening, we'll be able to see you off at the international airport.
Sentence number 2. Ours is such a large manufacturing company that almost every supermarket or department store in the city carries our products.
Sentence number 3. Compared with the traditional way, e-commerce can provide more information and opportunities, facilitate business transactions, as well as lower the trading costs.
Sentence number 4. In my opinion, differences of taste between the generations have always existed, and the so-called generation gap is by no means a modern phenomenon.
Sentence number 5. If you need all the details, we'll send you, through express mail service, a brochure in which all our products are described and their prices quoted.
2. Passage translation. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear 2 passages. You will hear the passages only once. After you have heard each passage, translate it into Chinese and write your version in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. You may take notes while you are listening. Now let's begin passage translation with the first passage. Passage 1. Heavy rains have fallen in the Midwest region of the United States for the past 3 days. Denver is the city that has been worst affected by the incessant rains. The floods have caused terrible damage to the city and the buildings. Many city residents have lost their homes and cars, with a total damage of about $3 million. It seems that the insurance companies will have to pay large sums of cash in compensation.
Passage 2. Inflation can have a number of causes. It can be caused by rises in the prices of raw materials. Factories have to pay more for their raw materials, and as a result, they have to put up the prices of their products. Large wage rises can lead to inflation too. If workers are paid more, prices go up and the cost of living rises. Changes in the value of currency are another cause of inflation. If the pound goes down in value, then it costs more to import goods from other countries.
上海市中级口译资格证书第二阶段考试 A 卷
Interpretation Section Part A Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now let's begin Part A with the first passage. Passage 1. This book tries to help the inexperienced writer. The first chapter, which is meant as a kind of introduction, contains two main ideas. First, it says that a person writes best when he wants to write. Second, it says that anyone can write if he is willing to work hard at it and has access to writing tools and instruments. If someone says that he cannot write, he probably means that he either has no experience as a writer or knows of nothing to say at the moment. But once a subject or an idea comes alive in his mind, the words also begin to come to life, and the person who claims that he is not a writer suddenly begins to act like one.
Passage 2. Bristol is a truly beautiful, interesting, and fascinating city. Beautiful parks and gardens lead onto interesting lanes and footpaths, while houses and buildings of old times stand magnificently on the hills of the city. But Bristol is much more than this. It is a modern city where the latest works in contemporary arts can be found, and where the nightlife is interesting and varied. Bristol is surrounded by beautiful countryside, rolling hills, and top-class holiday resorts. Some of the country's most fascinating tourist attractions, castles and palaces, are only a short drive away. Bristol has always encouraged the tourist industry and welcomed tourists from all parts of the world. There is a superb choice of accommodation available, and the city is proud of its many restaurants and cafes.
Part B. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in Chinese. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into English. Start interpreting at the signal and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now let's begin Part B with the first passage. Passage 1.
今天我们很高兴在此聚会，在平等友好的基础上，就广泛领域里的合作交换我们的意见。回顾过去，展望未来，我认为我们应该增进相互理解和信任，加强技术交流与合作。我们准备增进与世界主要跨国公司的合作，同时对商务管理机制进行重大改革。我相信，我们的改革会给双方带来可观的投资和贸易良机，为亚太地区的经济发展做出积极的贡献。
Passage 2.
中华人民共和国是全国各族人民共同缔造的统一的多民族国家。迄今为止，中国有56个民族。与汉族相比，其他55个民族人口相对较少，因此他们在习惯上被称为少数民族。1990年，中国进行了第四次人口普查。据统计，在全国总人口中，汉族人口约占 92%， 少数民族人口占 8%。 在长期的历史发展过程中，中华民族这个大家庭中的各族人民经过融合和迁移，形成了今天的分布格局。